we're driving down the road at 9 o'clock at night on Friday night, and I get right downtown Granbury on 377, and it stops running. Just stops running. So I pull off into a little shopping center there and pull under a street light, and I get out and raise the hood and take the gas line out. And I tell Betty, I said, turn the starter over and let's see if any gas comes out. So she spun it over and nothing. I said, oh, shucks. Here I am in Granbury at 9 o'clock on Friday night with a broke fuel pump. I said, Lord, I'm dead in the water. What am I going to do? Now, how many of you ever talked to God like that and you never dreamed he'd talk back, huh? Have you ever done that? Have you ever spoke to God like that, Deborah? And he talks back sometimes, doesn't he? Yes, he does. So the Lord says, son, didn't I say in my word you could ask for anything and I would do it? I said, well, yes, Lord. I mean, I heard that voice just as clear. And he says, well. And that's something. Here he said, we as his sons and daughters could, if we're obedient and love him and serve him, he has given us no limitations of what we can ask for. And so here I am with a broke fuel pump. And I mean, he's the king of the universe. I mean, he can fix electricity. He can do anything, can't he, Jack? I said, Lord, I mean, I grabbed a hold of that. I said, Lord, if you'll provide enough gas for this car to run 50 miles an hour till I get my wife and children home, tomorrow I'll put a new fuel pump on it. I said, Lord, thank you. It's done. And I restored and put that gas line back in, put that air cleaner on. I shut that hood. I went around the back, put up my tools, slammed the trunk, and slipped in under the dash, under the steering wheel, and reached for the key. And Betty said, what are we going to do? I said, we're going home. She said, I thought the fuel pump don't work. I said, it don't. And I hit that starter. Man, that car started just like that. We back out, and of course she's sitting over just in amazement. And I start to take off, and all of a sudden I hear another voice. You know, when you get into a miracle like this, you can be assured that the enemy's going to show up. He said, now you don't really thank God would pump gas for an old wicked guy like you. You remember all those bad things you've done. You know, they thought running through your mind. And all of a sudden I said, devil, I mean, here I'm talking out loud. I'm hearing this voice. I know nobody's hearing it but me. I said, devil, I said, I ain't listening to you. I said, God's pumping gas for this car, and I'm not going to doubt. I'm going to the house, and you ain't going to stop me. Now, Betty's sitting over there looking at me thinking, what? But you know, she never said one word from there to the house. The next 2 hours, she sat totally silent. And me and the devil and God fought this battle. And I got out at the edge of town, and I got going down the road. I got past that 35-mile speed limit. I got out the edge of town, and I said, well, I'm going to the house. You know, and I pushed that throttle down. We went up to 50. And I remember that little 71 Toyota had a little round speedometer on it, and 50 was right in the middle at the top. It went right to 50. And I thought, well, I'm going to run no faster. And I pushed it down, and it wouldn't go no faster. And I come to a hill, and I went over the top of that hill at 50. And then on the down, I thought, well, I'll get up some speed going down. So I pushed her to the floorboard. When I got to the bottom of that hill, I was still doing 50. Now, as an engineer and a mechanic, this don't make no sense. We all know it takes more gas to go uphill at 50 than it does downhill at 50, right?
Yes.
Okay, everybody knows that. Then I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't understand. You said for me to ask and you'd pump this gas for me. I said, why will it not run but 50? He said, son, I'm a faith God, and that's all you ask for, 50. That's all you're going to get. See, he taught me several lessons. He is a faith God. You ask him to stabilize the heart. You didn't know the woman sitting over there with comatose, so you didn't ask. She's still comatose. But you asked for him to stabilize her heart and her blood pressure, and they said, okay, no problem. He fixed it. Now, see, he's a faith God. Now, see, when I learned these principles, that's why I started praying for people, may get all your sins repented of, and then I pray for a complete healing from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, see.
Yeah.
And how many times have I seen God move in and heal people and disapprove to you how much He loves us when we repent of our sins, He'll meet every requirement that you ask Him for. And if you go in there, and I've seen just like little Edith down there at Sky Shift. When I prayed for her in the cafeteria that time, you know, after about 3 months, everybody there knew I was one of them, you know, holy, crazy guys, you know, and they all wanted to stay clear of me. I was the first guy that ever walked in and prayed over food and everything else and talked about Jesus all day long. And they, some of them thought I was nuts. You know, they just thought, this guy's crazy. I've never seen a guy like this. In fact, one of my leads there, he said, oh, I got a Bible-thumping boss. I've been here 20 years, but I'm going to find me a new job. Until Edith. When Edith come in, 64-year-old, and had carpal tunnel. I didn't even know she had all these other things wrong with her, too. But when I saw her back there, and I said, what's wrong with you? She said, I have carpal tunnel. I said, well, come over here. I said, how would you like for Jesus to heal you? She said, well, I'd love it. I said, come over here. She come over here, and I reached up and put my hand on her and held one hand. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, do a complete healing on this woman from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. And He instantly healed her carpal tunnel. And over the next few months, 3 months before she went back to a doctor for a checkup, she come in my office that morning. She come bouncing in there and said, Mr. Scrivener, you remember the prayer you prayed for me that morning? You remember what you said? I said, no, ma'am, I really don't. I said, but what difference does it make, Edith? He healed you. She said, you said, Father, in the name of Jesus, do a complete healing on this woman from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I said, so, okay, Edith. I said, but He healed your carpal tunnel right there. She said, oh, but I had many other things wrong with me. And I just got back from my physical, and the doctor just come forth with a report and said, Edith, I don't know what's happened to you since the last checkup, but there's not a single thing wrong with you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Do we serve an awesome God? Amen. He's a mighty God. And see, I've learned that when I ask Him to do a complete healing, now if I'd have said, Lord, will you heal her carpal tunnel? Guess what I'd have got? That's all out of God. He said, but son, she's got all these other things wrong with her. But see, I didn't know that. So He's a faith God, and without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And so you have to realize now that if we hear devastating things this afternoon, and I'm sure we're going to. You know, I'm sure we're going. I mean, this nation, I mean, when I look at, I mean, I was talking to this family back here, come here from West Texas. They flew in over here to Denton to come here to hear this man today. And I was talking to them, and we all agreed back there while, when I was talking to the men a while ago, that this country is already past due for judgment. You know, it's going to happen. We're seeing it everywhere. I mean, nobody today ever puts the two together. When West Texas has a drought, you know, and they can't raise no crops. And then the next year, instead of having a normal rainfall, they get a flood and everything washes out and you can't get none because it's too much water or not enough water. Or you go up here in the Midwest, in Iowa or wherever it was, and they didn't have just a little water. I mean, it washed away towns. I mean, somebody told me we saw two-story houses that were setting up there in water began to come up and the two-story house washed off into the river and was gone. The whole thing. Let me tell you, you do not have to be concerned about that. Just like Joseph said, he and just like Dolores, she had that property down there in Florida, and he had a piece of property worth $10,000, and after his wasn't damaged in a few months, he got $55,000 for it. Amen. Now, does that sound like a judgment of God upon a man?
Yes.
That don't sound like judgment. That sounds like a blessing, doesn't it? But it was right in the middle of the devastation. You see where I'm coming from? So, I mean, when you learn that you have power and dominion to reign and rule with the Lord, if you know these things and He's a faith God, and the devastation starts to come near us, I mean, think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Think of those three boys. Three little Hebrew boys. And the king says, I'm going to throw, if you boys won't bow down and worship my God, I'm going to throw you boys in the fiery furnace. Ooh, that sounds almost like a nuclear strike, don't it? A fiery furnace. And they said, King, if it be so that you throw us in the fiery furnace, let it be known that the God we serve is well able and He will deliver us through that fire. But if you don't throw us in the fiery furnace, let it be known we still ain't going to bow down and worship your God. You know, that right there is another misinterpreted verse You can go back in Daniel 3 and read that, and almost every man that wrote a commentary on that has misinterpreted that verse, those verses. I had one man come to me with seven commentaries from one organization that these seven men, everyone agreed that I was wrong on that translation. Every one of them. All of them are PhDs. And I told them, I said, okay, guys, if I'm wrong, where it says there, but if not, then let it be known, we will not bow down and worship your God. I said, if that means, and they all said, it means that if God don't deliver us through the fire, we will not bow down and worship your God. I said, I'm just a country boy, but I said, this is the way I look at it. If I make that declaration, a positive declaration that God will deliver me, and then I turn around and say, but if he doesn't, I'm still not going to bow down and worship your God. I said, if he doesn't, then I ain't going to be nothing to bow down because I'm going to be toast. You know, so I said, I don't get it your way. I said, I don't see it your way at all. So all I can say is, hey, I think I'm right. I completely think I'm right there. That, you know, and I'm convinced that I'm right. But I studied it a long time before I got that too. So, but anyway, you know, the God we serve, he is able to deliver us. So if whatever happens, whatever is told, and I know there's going to be some devastating things because I've listened to some of this man's teaching. I mean, he might walk in here and say, you know, this area, Dallas, is going to be extremely hard hit, maybe with nuclear bombs. You know, all you got to do, if you're tuned in to God, all you got to say, Lord, what do I do? You want me to stay here or you want me to go? Lord, if you want me to stay here, then I know you're well able to even let a nuclear bomb hit in downtown Dallas and you not burn one cinder on this piece of property right here. Amen. Do you think God's able to do that?
Amen.
Sure he is. You know, he can do anything, but you got to realize that if God tells you, like, for instance, what he's fixing to do, I understand some of the things he's talking about doing, the judgments that God's talking about doing in California as well as the Gulf Coast. He's talking about some tidal waves. He's talking about because of the homosexuals and the stuff that's going on in California, God is talking about, and we've not just heard one prophet with this. We've heard four or five that said there's going to be a large section of California fall off in the ocean.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.